is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Preliminary data recovered from the American Airlines plane that crashed with a helicopter Wednesday night indicates the aircraft was attempting to increase altitude just before the midair collision. CBS's Skyler Henry with the latest info from the NTSB.
The aircraft was at 325 feet at the time of the crash, leaving more questions as to why the chopper was above the 200 feet limit, which helicopters are restricted to in that airspace. This comes as air traffic controller data showed that the helicopter was at 200 feet at the time of the incident, a discrepancy the NTSB says they're investigating further. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Dozens were killed in that crash, at least seven killed in a plane crash Friday night in Philadelphia. CBS's Madeline Wright is there and hears from the mayor.
Smoldering wreckage littered the streets in the immediate aftermath, including large pieces of the jet. Officials say cars and five homes caught fire.
It was only afloat for a very short period of time before something went terribly wrong.
City officials say the crash killed at least one person on the ground. All six on board the jet died.
And yet another plane incident, this one at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport Saturday night. A man is in critical condition, as CBS News Chicago's Chris Ty reports.
A plane hit a vehicle on the tarmac known as a tug. The driver of the tug was pinned beneath it. It had to be rescued. Police say the 64-year-old is now in critical condition with injuries to the head and lower body. No one on the plane was hurt.
Well, he called it promises made, promises kept. President Trump has signed an executive order that imposes 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, while adding 10% levies on goods from China. Doug Ford is premier of Ontario and says the tariffs will impact Americans the most.
60% of our energy gets flowed down to the U.S. The electricity that Ontario provides to keep 1.5 million homes lit up in Michigan, in New York, in Minnesota, and the list goes on. Our high-grade nickel that we ship down to the U.S.
It's a baffling irony that the culture-shifting Beyoncé has won more Grammys than anyone ever, but has yet to attain the Holy Grail, winning Album of the Year.
This ain't Texas.
She has another chance to take home the prize at the Sunday show, as does this person.
And I love
Taylor Swift. She's won Album of the Year four times. The Grammy Awards with Trevor Noah hosting will air live on CBS at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at Boot Barn, our objective is to build the perfect boot. We do take our time ensuring that every step is done correctly. For a boot to last you for a lifetime, you've got to properly build the boots. Hand craftsmanship is, in my opinion, the only way you're going to achieve that. We handcraft our boots. 160 people take a boot from start to finish. We have skilled artisans at every stage of the game. We've been handcrafting boots since the beginning here at Boot Barn, and we'll continue to do so.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your Nature Made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
A new study finds staying active in later years could be the secret to delaying dementia.
Researchers at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago say dining out with friends, attending religious services, or playing bingo can delay dementia up to 5 years later than seniors who keep to themselves. That five-year delay could save about $500,000 in healthcare costs. Many more seniors are living isolated lives since the pandemic. In 2022, more than 6 million Americans were living with dementia. That number could double over the next 30 years as the nation's population ages. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The cost of hosting a Super Bowl party is expected to barely budge this year, with an average increase of about 10 cents from the previous year. But economists with the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute say not all snacks are created equal. Celery and broccoli are the best dipping choices since they cost less this year. Salsa and nacho cheese are holding steady, but the same cannot be said for avocados. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with some flurries and areas of drizzle. Lows in the low 30s and breezy at times. For tomorrow, clearing sky gradually and warmer. Highs into the mid-40s. And a cloudy sky and near 40 for a high on Monday. Right now it's 33.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand? We'll be right back.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
coming right on through.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Call my uncle, took the message, and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune, and I come home from the heart.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
as I've been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you photographs to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The French I took, but I do know that I love you.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Canada, China, and Mexico have all responded to President Trump's tariffs announcement. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will impose 25% tariffs on American goods. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is instructing her economic minister to impose retaliatory tariffs, while China says it firmly opposes the 10% tariffs imposed on them.
From China, everything from electronics to